11th Hour Audio Productions presents Door of the Dead.
Glasgow Ghost Stories podcast, calling to say thank you so much for the free software. Honestly, I'm still a little surprised you got in touch. I don't really have any listeners or followers or influence of any kind. A review from me about Zantac isn't gonna mean much for your company. But you know, I'm not gonna turn down free stuff. Is it weird to be excited by sales calls? It makes me feel like a real podcaster. I was actually worried that my tech wouldn't be compatible with the software. You know, all I have is an old laptop, but the setup was so easy. It's weird, I've never seen an installation like that before. Very cool. I still don't really know what I'm doing with it, but it all feels very intuitive. And wow, I've only tried a few recordings, but it's making my stuff sound amazing. It feels like all my hardware has been upgraded too. It's so much fun to use, I just want to spend all my time playing around with it now. I'll be honest, part of me thought this was a kind of scam when you first got in touch. You know, because I had no idea why else you'd be giving it to me. But when I asked around some other podcasters, they were also excited about it. So hey, I guess sometimes we just get lucky. Anyway, thanks again, Erica. I'm going to go back to editing now. I feel real good about what I'm making. It all just feels so right, like it's all coming together perfectly. Well, bye!
Hi, Erica. It's David from Middle Below. Just wanted to say it was great to finally meet you. I've been hearing from all the other producers about this new software you've put together specifically for recording audio drama. I love the packaging, by the way, just a plain brown envelope. It felt very old tech, it was great. Makes it seem like your focus is on the product rather than all that aesthetic nonsense. We're audio producers, after all. We don't care if it looks pretty, you know? Anyway, I loaded it up and I thought I'd try something, put something quick together, just a small monologue that I've been working on with an actor friend of mine, and well, it's absolutely fantastic. Not only does it take care of the gain settings for you and have automatic noise reduction, but it also analyzes what is being said and adds in malicious-sounding bass drones in the place where it thinks they'll work best. My monologues have never sounded so spooky. And best of all, it's absolutely free! Oh no, what was it you said? It doesn't cost any pitiable mortal money. You were very clear on that phrasing. That's really funny. I really appreciate that. Anyway, I just wanted to say I absolutely adore it, and I can't wait to use it more. I hope to speak to you soon.
Hi, Erica. It's Matthew here at A Scottish Podcast. I just wanted to say I really appreciate the free trial of your new audio editing software. I'm just getting a wee look around it now. Anyway, I do plan to produce our next episode with the software. I'm really looking forward to working with it. I should say I'm getting a tiny wee bit of feedback in my headphones at the moment, but I've just recently moved all my setup, so it's likely a problem at my end. It's almost like a really low whisper noise, which is a bit weird, but that's something I'll need to look into. But you did say to mention absolutely everything anyway, so I thought it was worth noting at this stage. Anyway, thanks again for the opportunity to try this out, and I'll let you know how I got on with it all. Cheers.
Hi, is this Erica? This is Ali from Caledonian Gothic. We met earlier at the convention. I just wanted to thank you again for the free trial of your Zantac software. It looks really good and seems pretty powerful. I found it really easy to get started, but I'm sure it'll take me a while to find all its tricks and hidden features. I wouldn't normally phone, except, well, so I did try and look up instructional manuals or help guides or lynda.com tutorials, but there wasn't anything. Must be really new to market, eh? The readme and PDFs that came with the software must have been corrupted in the download. I can't read them. Not without hurting my eyes, anyway. Anyway, you did say to call if there was anything, and apart from the usual getting to grips with new software, I wanted to report a bug. To get started, I've just been building tracks from pre-recorded samples, layering them together like Lego bricks, and it's working great, except, well, I'm fairly sure this is an issue with the software left over from development and not me going mad, but whenever I export a track as an MP3, something funny happens. Yeah, my track comes through crisp and clear. Obviously, the Zantec compression doesn't decimate the sound, but there always seems to be this persistent echo of carnival music, like the tail end of a sample's reverb. Except, it's not any sample that I've used. I've tried it on new projects and on old. I can drown it out, but it just always seems to be there. I mean, don't get me wrong, Erica, it sounds cool for what I'm doing, but I just wanted to report it as others might have the same issue when it goes to market, and they might not be so accommodating of weird noises like that. Anyway, let me know if there's a patch or update or whatever to get rid of it, but I'll keep playing with Zantec regardless. Cool. Hope you're well, Erica. Speak to you soon. Cheers.
Hi, Erica. Kathleen here. I'm the producer of the podcast A Night of Horror. I'd have loved to have tried out your editing software, but we're actually really busy this month doing live shows at the Edinburgh Horror Festival. If the offer's still open next month, though, I might take you up on it, if that's okay. I mean, providing the world doesn't end or anything.
Hey, I'm just calling to say that I've got a few technical questions about the software. I've run into a few problems, not with the Zantec itself, just my own ignorance. And when I've looked for a manual online or, you know, answers in forums, there's nothing there. I guess it's all new and isn't released, so I'm not that surprised. It's just weird to Google something and for nothing to come up at all. I tried sending a few messages to people I know were offered the software as well, but no one's responded. That's weird too. People in this community tend to be really helpful. I guess they're all as excited about it as I am. It's a struggle to switch it off and go to bed, to be honest. Anyway, I thought I'd better ask you, since I can't find the answers anywhere else. So, even after I clean up the recordings, there's sometimes this weird, quiet music under everything else. I can't figure out what it is, but it sounds weirdly good. I really want to make it louder somehow. It's so frustrating. When I try and get other people to help me figure out what it is, they say they can't hear it. But it's there more and more now. I just want to hear it better. I actually bought a much more expensive pair of headphones that I can't really afford, if I'm being honest, just because I thought it would help. If you have any ideas, please let me know. Oh, and also, for some reason, all of my recordings have, like, weird extra time on them whenever I reopen them, as if I've been recording longer than I think I am. It's no big deal, I can just delete the extra time once I'm done, but is there some auto-record function I'm accidentally using or something? This stuff is so much fancier than anything I've used before. I'm pretty exhausted right now, so maybe none of this makes sense. Sorry for bothering you. Thanks again.
Hi, Erica. It's Michelle from the Owlfield. I really appreciate the offer to try out your Zantec software, but unfortunately it doesn't seem to have any options for doing binaural productions. I'm currently working on a project where I need the sound of some epic Lovecraftian horror bursting out of the ocean and bringing death to all of humanity, and I just don't think I'll be able to achieve that with your program. Thanks for the offer, though, and best of luck with it all. Cheers.
Hi, Erica. Just wanted to check in with you about the software. I'm still loving it, and I'm still getting brilliant results from it, but, and this is a very minor point, I think there might be a small bug in the software, though it might just be me, though. Every now and again, when I'm editing, the audio just cuts out for a few seconds, and I hear this very quiet whisper that tells me in slightly protracted prose about something, after which I hear this faint music that's kind of carnival-like. Then I get a sudden stabbing headache, followed by me waking up 2 hours later, slumped over my desk with a slightly violent nosebleed. It's a small thing, but I figured I'd bring it up. Anyway, hope you're well. I can't wait for the next update. I'm just in the process of planning a Foley trip to South Queensferry. Not sure why, just an urge, you know? Anywho, TTFN.
Hi, Erica. It's Matthew again here. Sorry it's taking so long to get back to you. I did manage to have a decent play with the Zantec software after my first message, but I've not been too well recently, so I had to take a wee break from production It's been a bit of a nightmare, actually. I've had, like, bad headaches, and I've been getting a lot of nosebleeds and stuff, so it's really thrown a spanner in the works for getting my next episode produced. Anyway, I'll stop whining. Well, not quite, actually. Mind that wee noise I mentioned last time, that sort of, like, whispering sounding feedback under my audio? I've had absolutely no joy in getting rid of that, unfortunately. So I took my entire setup apart and put it back together, but I just can't get rid of it. Like, I ended up installing the software on my work computer, and I'm still hearing it, so it looks like it is actually coming from the DAW. So if you have any ideas on that, just give me a shout, obviously. Aside for that, though, it's a really intuitive program from what I've seen so far. So if I could shake off these headaches and nosebleeds, I'll get a good run at it this week for sure. Thanks again.
Erica, this is Judith, Tales from the Aletheian Society. Listen, I would have loved to have tried out your Xantec software, but I've got this weird, unhinged paranoia that people who offer me stuff for free are actually part of some demonic eldritch race whose true aim is to bring death and destruction to all of humanity. Mental, I know. But it's something I'm working on. Anyway, I need to go. I put the heed on a Tesco worker earlier when she tried to offer me a free sample of EDAM, and that's the police at the door now. Good luck with your project. Bye!
Hi, Erica. It's Ali again, from Caledonian Gothic. Really getting to grips with the Xantec software and just wanted to give some more feedback. It's still not showing up on Google or anything, so I assume it's not to market yet. Hopefully my feedback is still useful. Just ignore it if it's not. There's something about the UI. I have never been so productive. Xantec just seems to swallow time. I've been really ill this week. Not sure what it is, but I keep getting these bad nosebleeds. But that hasn't kept me from Xantec. I've made a few EPs, a few podcast episodes, sound design for a friend's dance show, and it's all sounding great. There's just something about the sound that I'm making with it that I can't quite quantify. Something dark, something brooding and ferocious. It really suits the mood I'm trying to make. To be honest, it's really getting me through whatever this bad flu is. You laugh, but the only time I'm not feeling disorientatingly dizzy and sick is when I'm using Xantec. Anyway, happy for you to use any of this feedback in promo or whatever. Just shout if it's useful to chat more. It's an exciting product. I can't wait for it to be released to the world. I'm starting to feel a bit sick again, so I'd better go lie down or get back to Xantec. Later, Erica. Speak to you soon.
Hey Erica, it's Colin from the Hostile Worlds podcast here. I just wanted to say thanks for sending over a copy of your Xantec software. It looks really interesting. It's actually Matthew that does the production in Hostile Worlds though, and he's been off ill for the best part of 2 weeks. I'd have asked him to try it out once he gets back, but I've just heard he was spotted on the roof of the Caird Hall last night, covered in blood with some sort of arcane symbols carved into his chest. So I have a feeling it might be off for a few more weeks yet.
What? What is the sound? What is it? What is it? Sorry,
it's Libby again. Hi. I've been listening for hours. I've blocked every other sound from the room. I locked my partner outside. I switched the boiler off and the fridge. I've covered every window with layers of blankets. And I can hear it batter now, I swear, but it's not quite enough. I've just been letting the software record and I can see it now. That little tiny wave, it's so small, but it's there. I'm not imagining it. It's almost like maybe carnival music and a voice. I've not been feeling so good recently. I think I maybe forgot to sleep for too long or eat. My hair started falling out. That's probably not good. But when I hear that sound properly, I know it'll all be worth it. It'll make me feel a lot better. It'll make it all right. It'll all come together. Maybe if I get out and go somewhere else, it'll sound clearer. Somewhere near the ocean. Yeah. Yeah, the sound of the sea, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do.
Hi, Erica. So, the strangest thing happened. I was editing, as usual, and then the audio suddenly cut out. So So I naturally grabbed the cushion next to my desk that I'd placed there for the impending blackout, and when I came to, not only had I ruined yet another cushion by soaking it in nosebleed, but also on my screen was a map showing the exact route to South Queensferry, of all places. I think that's what the slightly protracted whisper keeps talking about. I think it said something about some big sound that it thinks I should record. So I've put my kit together and I'm just about to head out and see what it's talking about. Just wanted, again, to say thank you for letting me use your product. If this trip goes well, it means it also recommends where to get good foley from somewhere that isn't free sound. This just keeps getting better and better. Bye! Oh, seems to be getting it on the nosebleed. Oh, it's a big one. Oh, God.
Yeah. Hi, Erica. It's Matthew again. I've been meaning to message you, but I've just been so absorbed in production. I've been putting in about 18 hours a day on this. Honestly, it's not even the latest Scottish podcast episode I was working on either. I decided to put that to the side for the time being and focus on this new sound design project I had the idea for. It's really cool. It basically involves me recording myself running this knife along my skin. I'm telling you, I found this setting where you could actually hear the blood trickling out. So I'm hoping to get that finished before Friday because I've had this other idea for a field recording trip out near the Forth Bridge. I'm going to take the laptop out there and record some sounds. It's just another random wee idea that I've had, which is happening to me a lot lately, to be honest. Anyway, I better go than now. I think I've just nicked an artery and I don't want to get too much blood on this condenser mic. I'll catch up with you soon.
Hi Erica, it's Ali again. I really hope you're doing well. I just wanted to check in again. I hope that's okay after using the mobile app version of Zantech. This is amazing. It's really opened up all kinds of possibilities. I'm not quite sure how it manages to maintain the same power on my crappy little smartphone, but it's doing wonders with field recordings. I'm just now driving out to South Queensferry to record some waves and tumultuous water. I know there's a storm coming, but I just somehow know that it will sound amazing if I record it with Zantech. I can feel like I can make something really big happen out there. And this, Erica, is a great wee feature, this thing. It's always recording. This call, other apps, notifications, everything I do, they all become just sounds assimilated into the design. It almost feels like it knows what I want to make and I barely need to do anything. I tell you what, Erica, this is really revolutionizing my sound design. I'm making such monstrous drones with so little effort, it's amazing. When is this going to market? If there's anything I can do at all to help spread the word, please let me know. The world needs to know this. Right, I'm here, South Queensferry. Whoa, would you listen to that? I need to get closer, Erica. It's a shame my phone's not waterproof. Erica, I'm going to go now. Don't want any external chatter over this noise. I'll speak to you soon. Afterwards.
Hello and welcome to this very special live and on location episode of Podcraft. My name's Robert and I'm here at the launch of the much hyped Zantech, a digital audio workstation solution for podcasters and radio professionals. Until now, the software has been in beta with only a select number of producers taking part in the testing, and I'm led to believe each of them was handpicked by developer and CEO Erica Zahn. And it sounds like they're all dying to keep using it. Well, I must say it's an interesting location for the launch of a software program. We're here in South Queensferry on the banks of the River Forth, with the water right behind us as the crowd anxiously awaits the enigmatic creator of the product. And, hang on. What's this? Oh, yes, she's making her appearance now. And what a sight, folks. What a defining moment in history. She's rising out of the ocean, towering above us all. And I tell you what, within seconds of her appearance, she's making an absolute killing. Well, so while all that's going on, let's have a wee on-the-spot demo of Zantech, shall we? I'm joined now by Libby of Glasgow Ghost Stories, and I believe he wanted to demonstrate how the cutting and chopping features of this DAW were second to none.
That's right, Robert. Hold still and I'll show you.
Wait.
Ha 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 ha!
Dawn of the Dead was devised and written by Matthew McLean, Ali Maloney, Libby Thomas, and David Devereaux, featuring performances from A Scottish Podcast, Caledonian Gothic, Glasgow Ghost Stories, Middle Below, Tin Can Audio, The Owl Field, A Night of Horror, and Tales from the Alethean Society. Sound design and music by David Devereaux. Dawn of the Dead was produced using Zantec Audio.